This is USA News. Following U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Chitnick, longtime partner, is suing former President Donald Trump and two rioters charged with assaulting Chitnick in the attack 2 years ago today. Sandra Garza filed suit Thursday accusing Trump of instigating the attack by Julian Kitar and George Tanios, who reportedly sprayed Chitnick with a powerful chemical spray. Both men have pleaded guilty to charges in the attack. Chitnick had two strokes and died of natural causes the day after the attack on January 6, 2021. Garza is seeking $30 million in damages and alleges wrongful death. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is still without votes to become Speaker of the House. The House adjourned Thursday night and will reconvene at 12 a.m. Every speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. The Biden administration is rolling out new immigration restrictions to address the border crisis. President Biden said that includes expanding and expediting legal pathways for migration while imposing new consequences for those who enter the U.S. illegally. The administration will accept up to 30,000 migrants per month from Nicaragua, Cuba, Haiti, and Venezuela under the humanitarian parole program. Fanatic says Hamlin's Buffalo Bills number 3 jersey is the bestseller among all sports on its site. In fact, Fanatic plans to donate all proceeds to Hamlin's Toe Drive, which has collected millions in donations. More than 200 million Twitter user emails were hacked and posted online, according to a security researcher. The Israeli cybersecurity monitoring firm Hudson Rock co-founder said on Wednesday that the emails were posted on an online hacking forum. Alan Gale said the breach will lead to a lot of hacking, targeted phishing, and doxing. Hillary Clinton is stepping into a teaching role at Columbia University. The former Secretary of State is joining the university as a professor at its School of International Public Affairs and as a presidential fellow at Columbia World Projects. In a statement, Clinton said Columbia's commitment to educating the next generation of policymakers. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before January 15th. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Prince Harry says he is probably bigoted before he met Meghan Markle. The British royal made the comment in a new interview for the CBS program 60 Minutes. In the clip released Thursday, Harry describes how the British press treated his relationship with the American actor and said he was incredibly naive about how bigoted the press was. Then he added, "I was probably bigoted before the relationship with Meghan." When asked to explain, he said, "I didn't see what I see now." The Prince Harry interview will air this Sunday on 60 Minutes. The U.S. plan to supply Ukraine with Bradley fighting vehicles as the war with Russia drags on. The armored combat vehicles carry a turret-mounted machine gun. The move signals the U.S. and allies could begin providing more powerful tanks to Ukraine. Delta would begin offering free Wi-Fi on its flights starting February 1st. CEO Ed Bastian said most of its flights in the U.S. will have the service next month. LeBron James and Kevin Durant are leading the way in the first release of NBA All-Star votes. James is the top vote-getter, and Durant leads the Eastern Conference. The NBA All-Star game is scheduled for February 19th in Salt Lake City. Student loan borrowers still face a long road to find out if they will get federal debt cancellation after the Department of Justice filed its opening brief to the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday. In it, the DOJ defended the legality of the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program announced in August, arguing the plan is clearly within the Education Secretary's authority under the 2003 Act. It also argued that a second lawsuit brought by Missouri lacks standing. The brief is the latest development in the legal fight that started in November, has left nearly 40 million student loan borrowers uncertain about the future of their finances. I'm Julio Flores.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.